Hey there, welcome to 7-Minute Books, I'm Sam. Today we're diving into modern romance by Aziz Ansari and Eric Klinenberg. Sophie, I have to ask, did the chapter on texting and ghosting make you want to throw your phone out the window?
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad we're talking about this one. Modern Romance, written by Aziz Ansari with sociologist Eric Klinenberg, is a fascinating look at why dating has become so exhausting. And yes, the texting part hit close to home.
Right? The book starts with this huge contrast. Our grandparents met someone in the neighborhood, married young, and built a life together. Now we're scrolling through strangers on our phones at midnight.
Exactly. The old system was all about proximity and practicality. You married someone from your church or your workplace, and you had a pretty clear idea of what marriage meant.
No wonder people are exhausted before the first date. We're carrying all these expectations. It's not just that we have more options. We also want so much more from a partner, a soulmate who fulfills us emotionally, intellectually, and sexually.
And the book says that shift didn't come out of nowhere. It points to three big developments: the sexual revolution, then women entering the workforce, and finally the smartphone.
Those changes transformed everything. We move from a world of arranged marriage to what the authors call arranged dating. The process is outsourced to apps and algorithms, but the pressure for perfect love stays.
That creates the paradox of choice. When you have endless options, you get paralyzed and you're terrified of making the wrong pick. Aziz calls it FOBLO, the fear of a better love option.
And Aziz says that with too many options, we actually become less satisfied with whichever choice we make. FOBLO is real. People get burned out from constantly swiping, chatting, meeting, and then being let down. You always wonder if someone better is one swipe away.
And that makes us evaluate people like products. We filter by height and income. Then we filter by hobbies and political views. But the research shows we're terrible at predicting who we'll actually fall for.
Right. People fill out detailed questionnaires about their dream partner, and then they end up with someone who doesn't match the list at all. We don't know ourselves as well as we think.
That's such a relief, honestly. It means the checklist is part of the problem.
That's the part that really hit me. We think we know what we want, but our hearts don't follow the list. And there's something else. We think we're being rational, but our actual choices are driven by feelings and chemistry we can't control.
Yes. So instead of helping us find love, the checklist might be keeping us from it.
The book also dives into gender and power. Women are told they can have it all, but they feel caught between career and family. And then there's romance on top of that.
Exactly. Men are supposed to be confident but not aggressive, persistent but not pushy, romantic but not creepy. It's a no-win scenario.
And women are caught in a bind too. Men are confused because the old rules are gone and the new rules are still being written. And then when you do connect, texting becomes the main mode of communication.
Tone disappears, so everything gets misread. Plus, you're expected to reply instantly, or you come across as disinterested.
And ghosting, where someone just vanishes without a word, leaves people so confused and hurt. The book even talks about the DTR, defining the relationship, which everyone avoids like the plague.
So you stay in a situationship for months, decoding texts like a detective, and no one is willing to have the honest conversation.
But it's not all doom and gloom. The authors also highlight the positives. We have the freedom to choose. We can delay marriage until we're ready. And we can find people from all over the world.
That shows technology isn't the only villain. Culture plays a huge role. In places with less pressure for perfection, people seem happier with their romantic lives.
Yeah, in Japan, the dating scene is so intimidating that many young people are just opting out entirely. That's a stark reminder of how much culture shapes our romantic lives. And then there are the older couples Aziz interviewed. They don't talk about finding the perfect soulmate. They talk about commitment and compromise. They also talk about the decision to build a life together.
That's the whole settling debate. We treat settling like a betrayal, but every relationship requires compromise. the happiest couples are the ones who decide to make it work with a good enough person.
That's the part that really got me. Love isn't something you find, it's something you create. It's a decision you keep making over and over.
And the book ends with a reminder that these struggles aren't personal failings. The whole system is still being built. We're all navigating new rules that don't exist yet.
So what do we do? I think the answer is to be more intentional and honest. And we have to be willing to be vulnerable.
Yes, and also to accept that no one will complete you. The most important relationship is the one you have with yourself. And that's what really matters.
And that's actually the hardest part. We're so used to looking for someone else to complete us that we forget to become whole ourselves. And social media makes it even worse. Everyone's posting the perfect dinner, or the perfect trip, or the perfect relationship. It's impossible not to compare.
That's the highlight reel problem. You see someone else's romance looking flawless, and you started out your own. It's a recipe for envy and dissatisfaction.
The book also looks at how class and money shape this whole thing. Marriage is being delayed more by educated professionals. For others, the timeline is different.
Right.
And that means the soulmate ideal is a luxury not everyone can afford. That's a huge point.
And Aziz's own experiences are all over this book. He's not just reporting, he's sharing his own terrible dates and awkward moments.
Oh, definitely. It makes the sociology feel human. You get a real sense of how confusing modern dating can be.
The research itself was a massive project. There were hundreds of interviews across multiple countries, plus all the data. That's why the book feels so grounded.
Yes, and in the end, they don't offer a magic formula. They give you a lens to understand the chaos, and then ask you some tough questions about what you really want.
The one thing I'm taking away is that love isn't about finding the perfect person. It's about being intentional. It's about accepting imperfection. And it's about doing the work to build something real.
If you want to dig deeper, the library at 7minutebooks.com/app has 6,000 plus fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 lifetime. So if there's one thing to remember, it's that love isn't a perfect match. It's a journey of becoming. We'll see you in the next one.